Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's just a terrific idea, and my only caveat to that is to call early, because today's the day we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And a very cool interview, I think, that you'll like today. I'll tell you the subject matter, but the subject matter is kind of misleading, because it's, as many of you know, the Tribeca Film Festival has been going on for the last couple of weeks, and I've gotten to see a bunch of the, especially documentaries and a bunch of the films. And the thing about film festivals, I don't know if you've ever gone to them, but first of all, they have a glut of stuff. I think there are like 83 or 84 films, and that may include shorts and documentaries and narratives, they call them, as opposed to documentaries. And you can't really see everything, that because, I mean, it almost gets to be a competition of who can see the most, because they overlap in terms of time. And, you know, even I've actually seen like 8 hours of movies occasionally, but that's a little extreme. We call it the Tribeca diet, because you can't eat in the screening room and they're just backed up once against the other. But the point being that this movie I saw early, which is called Gored, G-O-R-E-D, which is about the world's most gored, wounded bullfighter. Now, look, let's be honest. How many of us are interested in bullfighting? I know I can't see your hands either. I'm not either. I think it's, at best, barbaric. And I know I've actually seen bloodless bullfights in the United States, and I've also seen them in Spain, and they're completely different. But no matter how you look at it, they're either... The bloodless referred to the fact that you couldn't kill the bull. The matador actually did get gored in the one that I saw. But, I mean, it's certainly a different experience in Spain, where it's been going on for 400 years. But still, that isn't the reason. So I know you're saying to yourself, well, why don't you do it? It's Broken, Let's Fix It, which is supposed to have broad appeal in problem solving, when even she doesn't like bullfighting. Good question. I'm so glad you asked. Well, the answer is because it's really a movie about obsession and making choices and trying to follow your father's footprints and all sorts of things that really do focus a lot on what goes on around here. So I think that'll be at the last half hour of the program. All that means, well, it means a number of things. Hopefully you'll stay tuned for it. I'm getting lots of nice feedback from you guys about stuff like that. But also that it means that I have less time to take phone calls. So calling early, good idea. All righty. 855-99-3-7569 is the way to get in touch with me on any particular day. So I was walking around a little bit yesterday, and I saw a couple of kids with parents. Not very many, but it was also kind of an icky day. It was cold around here yesterday. It was in the 30s. What are you talking about? In 20-mile-an-hour wind, so it felt like it was in the 20s again. And we're almost to May. I'm whining. Okay. And maybe that was part. So I walk outside, and all of a sudden it starts raining, so I go running back for an umbrella, which then I then had to carry around all day, but it made me feel better. I'm convinced when I carry an umbrella, it does not rain. So that's good. And today is National Arbor Day. Who knew that? Well, Trevor did. It's National Teach Our Kids to Save Day. I suppose that's after taking them to work yesterday and finding out how little you make. And my personal favorite is National Hairball Awareness Day. I don't know. Teach our kids to save hairballs under a tree? I don't know. It's the only thing that will work for all of them. I try desperately to make some sense out of these national days. I would actually like to meet the person who puts these things together, because I think... the person who put together National Hairball Day is worth study. All right, speaking of which, in 1800, John Adams signed legislation to appropriate $5,000 to purchase such books as may be necessary for the use of Congress, assuming any of them ever read anything, which seems to have been a pipe dream. I told you, to start the Library of Congress, I told you there was a documentary about 5 years ago about two people from California who wanted to get two pieces of legislation amended to the Constitution. And the two pieces of legislation were, number one, that a Congress senator or representative could not vote on a piece of legislation unless they, under pain of perjury, promised that they'd read it. I know, radical, don't you think? That they have to read something before they vote on it? And the second was that any piece of legislation would be published in a public forum 2 weeks before it was voted on, so the public would be aware of it. Right. Really radical, right? So these two dudes went to North Dakota because apparently it is the least populous state and needs the least number of signatures on a petition to get it amended. Couldn't get it done. I mean, think about how really alarming, despicable, terrifying the fact that our legislators don't read what they vote on, and we don't know what it is until after it's passed in a democracy. Folks, it's up to us. Anyway, all right, speaking of up to us, this has nothing to do with it, except that I went through the building about 2 weeks ago in a construction elevator and got stuck. In 1913, which is about 102 years ago, the Woolworth Building skyscraper in New York was opened. I think it was the tallest building for a while before the Empire State Building was completed. This is particularly appropriate for this program. In 1923, the paper, see if you can figure this out. Well, Trevor already knows because he saw it. Das It und das Es, The Ego and the Id, by Sigmund Freud was published, which outlines not only the ego, the id, but also the superego. Das Über-Es. There you go. Look, folks, you don't realize how really astonishing that was, because the whole concept of people doing things and they weren't aware of their motivation, the whole idea of the unconscious mind, which all of us accept, we never even question anymore. I mean, that was, no one had ever thought about that before. And that's less than 100 years ago. I mean, it was essentially, I mean, it was, there was no question, groundbreaking. And whether you think, what you think of Freud or his theories or whatever, the whole notion of the unconscious, that we have some part of our psyche, literally, that we're not very aware of. I mean, think of how often that comes up just here on this program. Think of how often it comes up in your life. Think how many jokes are based on it. Okay, don't have to do the jokes. And in 2005, I didn't know this, Snuppy becomes the world's first clone dog. Not Snoopy, Snuppy. Clone dog, scary. I saw a documentary about, which I highly recommend to you guys, that is called, Very Semi-Serious. And it's about the New Yorker and the cartoons in it. And at one point, they had a picture of one of the rejected cartoons. They have a king talking to his jester. And as far as the eye can see, into the background are a whole bunch of kings, of lookalikes. And he said, I said, send in the clowns. And the idea being that this was send in the clones. Maybe he had to be there. Alrighty, 855-99-3-7569. All right, I'm going to do something today that I have to tell you the sort of the background about. As I said last week, we did a story about 15-year-olds' behavior being a huge study, being influenced by the amount of drinking that was going on in movies. So we did that on Movie Day. Then we had Earth Day. All right, the question was on Earth Day that one of the questions we'd put up, because McDonald's is now serving breakfast all day, is what's your favorite fast food treat? Why? How often do you indulge, and what does it cost? Somehow I could not find it in my heart to do that on Earth Day. It just seems kind of beside the point. So that's what I thought we'd do today, because, you know, the Fridays tend to be kind of our let down our hair days, you know, call up about whatever's on your mind day. So I thought we'd talk about your favorite fast food treat. All right, which means when we come back, be prepared. You're going to have to fess up what favorite food treat you have. I actually have one, believe it or not. I know people, well, I also have some fast food stories. So 855-99-3-7569. And you know, whatever we're talking about, you're always welcome to call with whatever's on your mind. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-99-37569. All right, so we finally got around, after finessing it, deciding that talking about junk food on Earth Day was counterproductive, because we got a bunch of responses to it. And it turns out that that Mickey D's is still one of the most profitable corporations in the world, that Ronald McDonald is one of the most widely recognized figures, And apparently they were losing money. Hard to believe, but they were losing money. They had some that each franchise averages $2.5 million profit or something a year.
Wow,
that's
that
a pretty
incredible.
Valuable. Yeah. Well, a lot of sports figures own McDonald's franchises. Did you realize that? I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I mean, apparently it's kind of a license to steal, and they run it. And everything is kind of, you know, it's a limited menu, and they send all those stuff in, so there's not a lot of the problems about owning a restaurant, which is waste. And, of course, this whole issue about minimum wage is going to loom larger. But they kind of reinvented themselves a couple of years ago when they added, like, the salads and stuff, and that was a huge kind of jump up. And then this last week when they decided to do breakfast all day in some cities, and they're thinking that's going to be hugely, because apparently breakfasts are the most popular and probably the most profitable as well, because an mm-hmm. egg doesn't cost very much.
Sure.
All right, so what's your guilty pleasure? Spell it out for me. That's all.
I think maybe the only time I ever do fast food is Subway on like a road trip.
Yeah.
And that's not so bad. I guess I do.
No, because of the veggies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree. I had never had one. I had, I think for the first time in Phoenix, Arizona, I have a cousin who took me there. And that was amazing. And they you could also get the salads.
Yeah.
Without the bread.
But
the bread's pretty good. It's made there.
Yeah, I like it. That's kind of my go-to if I'm on a road trip or traveling or whatever. Subway's the way to go. But I guess otherwise I would do Dairy Queen, you know, get myself some
the DQ.
Chicken strips and then a chocolate extreme Blizzard and just load up on...
I had never had a Blizzard, and I was in Philadelphia and went in, and those are delicious.
Really good.
And the other thing, my guilty pleasure, which I had quite by accident, was the McDonald's frap that's got it's chocolate with chocolate chunks in it, and then they put caramel and fudge and whipped cream on the top. And I'm sure I'm sure it's got a gazillion calories and probably will make you instantly break out. But geez, Louise, is it good or what?
Yeah, they're good.
I mean, it's just horrifyingly delish. Well, supposedly at one point the soft ice cream, which wasn't ice cream at all, was made out of seaweed, which is certainly much better for you than ice cream is.
Really?
I don't know what's in it anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
There are all sorts of things that you think are going to be much worse for you than they are, and all sorts of things that you think are going to be good for you which aren't. Like we were talking about. Yeah, it's one of those sort of conundrums of the world of things that you think will be good for you. And then there's the Woody Allen joke in Sleepers, which is people used to think that steak and butter and whipped cream were bad for you, and people laugh and say, ha-ha, now we know that's health food. So, and there is a new study out that says butter and egg yolks are much better for you than anybody thought. I think everything changes about every decade, just so no matter what you're doing, it's wrong.
That's true. Exactly.
Yeah, no matter what. All right, so let's hear what other people are saying about their guilty pleasures, about what they eat, when they eat, how much it costs, and why they eat it. Because it tastes good, Joy. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so Lou says, a slice of 99-cent New York City pizza.
Yeah. Well, and I figured out why. Because the 99-cent pizza sells so quickly that it doesn't have time to sit around and rot. I'm sure that there's nothing that even approaches cheese in it. But it is pretty yummy.
Interesting. Okay, so Wendy says, McDonald's cheeseburgers. I think because it was the first fast food I had as a kid, I don't often indulge, but the cost is like 79 cents each, add a small fry and a bottle of water, happy meal for under $4.
Well, see, that's that whole argument about when we're talking about next week about living on a really restricted budget, is that you can get your kid a filling, horrible meal, but filling for under $4, as opposed to broccoli, which costs $4 a head.
Exactly, so, that's the trick of it.
Yeah, I mean, it is, what we need to do is, when I was in medical school, they had this whole program that got defeated about putting vitamins in beer. And the idea being that it would be tasteless, but that it would stop a lot of the degeneration, the degenerative diseases that happen when people drink rather than eat. And yeah, and the reason against it was really interesting, which was this kind of Calvinistic thing of, well, people should be punished for their sins, and so if you're going to drink, you should get neuropathies, you should get foot drops, you should get all these things, which could easily be solved by just putting vitamins, which are tasteless, in beer. And so, but it occurs to me that we need to convince McDonald's You know, I would vote for legislation to give McDonald's some money to figure out how to make their stuff healthy for you. And I mean, they tried with the salads and the breakfast parfait, which is certainly better for you than most stuff. And a lot of, I know some school districts that have actually got McDonald's to do the catering because it's cheaper and the kids will eat it than having their own kitchen staff. So what we need to do, I think, is instead of decrying fast food, just get these dudes to just put some money into it. And it's in their best interest to do it, too, so that the stuff that you like to eat is actually good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not a matter of people necessarily choosing to eat fast food. It's kind of what we're talking about with the economics of the thing.
You well, part of it is that it is fast.
People. Yeah, exactly.
It is known. I mean, I know people who go to France, which is, I mean, France, right? There's no better food in the world, and we'll go to McDonald's because it's familiar. So yeah. It, the issue and the fact that it's fast and inexpensive is not necessarily bad. It just would be better if it was good for you. And there's probably a way to make it good for you. We just have to figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And given the fact of all the money that Congress spends on obesity, for example, if we could figure out a way to make it better for you and less caloric, then we're home free.
Yep.
Okay. I don't think there's going to be a mass movement, but I'm in favor of it. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so Barbara says, Wendy's chocolate Frosties for 99 cents.
Chocolate, what is that, one of the, frozen, like, malted milk kind of thingies?
Yeah, like a shake, I think. I think they're a little thicker. I don't know.
You have to eat them with a spoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the McDonald's thing you have to eat with a spoon, too. If you try it with a straw, you get an instant brain freeze.
Yep.
But, yeah, Wendy's has actually got the Wendy's chili and baked potato.
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
good.
Those aren't yeah. bad.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else. See, this was, we were talking before, Trevor and I were talking about, what was your favorite thing that, and I said I'm not sure that counts because it's dessert. But that's what everybody's talking about, isn't it? What were we talking about off the air that your favorite thing that wasn't?
Cold Stone.
Yeah, right. We're talking about Cold Stone.
Not a
with the ice cream. Yeah, but the point is everybody's talking about blizzards and freezes and every way. So Cold Stone.
Yep.
That's not inexpensive though.
No, that's pretty spendy, but they're so good.
I know. All right, we're getting everybody. You can hear the calories just being added on at this moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Donna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I am calling about my sister. She is the middle child. There's three of us. And I'm 50. She's 54. My brother's 56.
Okay.
Okay, my mom is 81. Now, my sister, when she was young, she, left. She moved up north and had her family, and she is a nurse.
Okay.
She got into a drug problem.
Who did?
My sister did.
Your sister, okay.
My sister did. So she had left the state, moved to Florida, and lived in Florida 4 or 5 years, and that didn't work out either. Now she's back here with my mom, and...
She's living with your mom?
She's living with my mom.
Has she ever married?
She's married. She got divorced. She was married when she lived up north.
Does she have kids?
She has two kids.
Ages?
30 and 26. When she went through the divorce up north, she had some problems in the hospital with the drug problem, and then she just hightailed it out of the state.
Has she ever been arrested?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
But they wanted her to go into a treatment program through the hospital, which she didn't do. And
how do you know all this? Presumably she told you.
She told me, yeah.
Okay.
And so she, you know, she moved to Florida and worked in Florida for a while. And then she was sober, clean and sober for a little while, and then got back into the same stuff. And she had met this guy here in Michigan in a program, and in an AA program, and moved with him to Florida. And now that relationship is done.
Take a deep breath and tell me where we're going on this, because I'm getting
lost in the details here. She's back home with my mom. My mom's 81 and has had some health problems, you know, in the last four years or so. And I've been the caregiver for my mom for the last 15 years since my dad passed away. So I've been, you know, and I have no children.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, you know, taking care of my mom. Now my sister's back, and we just had an incident a couple weeks ago where she took 30 pills and drank a fifth of whiskey and ended up in the hospital, and we had her in a treatment
30
facility.
What kind of pills?
Vicodins.
Like Vicodin?
Yeah.
Did she survive 30 Vicodin?
Yeah.
Well, that probably means your mother has been using some, she's got some other drugs that she's been using for a while, so she has some, she's built up a tolerance.
Right. Well,
30 Vicodin and alcohol would probably kill most people, literally.
Most, yeah. And
so, but let's not just, you know, whiz past that. Does your mother have a drug problem?
No. My mom's not even on them. My sister was, you know, is prescribed.
Who took the 30 Vicodin and alcohol? Your mom or your sister?
My sister. What I want to try to help my mom, not to enable her. With her moving in, you know.
Enable her in what way?
Well, you know, she's not looking for work. She's
Donna, you're not going to be able to. Honey, look, I hear. But your mom is 81.
Right.
She's lonesome. I mean, the only way for. What you're really asking your mom to do is to toss your sister out. It's not going to happen. I mean, unless your mom decides that she's driving you nuts. Saying to your mom, look, it doesn't help for you to take care of Sissy. It's just not going to work. She's not going to pay any attention. She's going to say, mind your own business.
Right.
She's got somebody who's there 24/7. And what you hope is that your sister is smart enough to understand that she's got a drug problem and she's going to have to do something about it. But your mom's not the one who's going to do it. She's just not.
Right.
Is your sister looking for work?
Well, no. No. She's in this depression, and she doesn't want to nurse anymore. She says she's burned out with that. She's just...
Sounds like somebody for whom she's going to lose her license if she's not careful. She may have already done that, and that may be what she's not telling you. But, my dear, look, I think the issue is not dealing with your mother, because it's not going to work, period. It's just not. And I'm sure you've already tried and it hasn't worked.
Right.
What I would do is go to your sister and say, look, you're my sister. I know I'm your baby sister, but I'd love to help you. If you want to go to an Narcanon meeting, if you want to go into a detox program, you know about the programs more than I do, to help you find a retraining job. I mean, it sounds like she should not be a nurse. My guess is she's lost her license, and that's what's going on.
Right.
I'm surprised that she kept it as long as she has. But, I mean, she's clearly a lost soul, but saying to your mom, toss her out, not going to happen.
I just want my mom to be a little tougher with her and not, you
Donna,
know.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not. The person to deal with is your sister, not your mom.
I feel like I'm dealing with two of them now.
Well, but I mean, let go of your mom. She feels this is her baby. She's lonesome. She has probably a meaning to her life that she didn't have before, because now she feels that her daughter really needs her. She's not as lonesome. She's got somebody there all the time. And I mean, if your sister's not using, it may be okay. I think your sister sooner or later is going to have to wake up and, you know, do something about her life? I do. But you can't do that for another person. She has to do it for herself.
Right.
And I think what you can do as her sister is say to her, look, when you're ready to get some help, I'm here for you, whether it's retraining, whether it's, you know, finding you a program, whatever you want. But she's not going to do it. And your mom can't do it for her either.
Right.
So I think you're barking up...
I feel like I get really angry at the whole situation.
Well, then walk away from it, because your anger is not going to do any good.
Yeah.
Look, from sort of a dysfunctional point of view, everything is fine. Your sister's got a place to live. Your mom's got someone to take care of her.
Right.
And maybe you have to walk away from it until somebody asks you for your help, because they're not. You're dealing with two adults. and they're not going to listen. Your mom's not going to listen because, I mean, if your sister was living with you, you probably, I mean, hopefully you'd be smart enough not to let her in. But, I mean, everybody's getting some secondary gain from this. So if you can't do anything about it, walk away from it and say to your, I mean, if your mother comes to you to complain about your sister, say, Mom, you know, I love you, but you know she shouldn't be there. I know she shouldn't be there. You're not going to toss her out. I don't want to hear about it. If your sister may get tired of Mom, I mean, you're just going to have to wait till somebody's asking for your help, and
right.
Nobody is at this moment.
Right. Okay, thank you, Doctor.
Okay, getting yourself to a Narcanon meeting is probably, meeting is not a bad idea, because you'll hear what you can do and what you can't do. And look, you need to deal with your sister. If you're younger and more viable, or more, what's the word, pliable, really, than your mom, and if you can't deal with her, why would you expect your mom to? So you got to deal with your sister, not your mom.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm so glad to talk to you. I hope you can help me.
Me too.
My husband and I are having huge problems with our 15-year-old daughter, who's a middle child. It's been going on for a long time, but...
What specifically is today's problem?
Specifically, she's not going to school.
Has she ever been a good student?
She has. It just seems that since she started high school, she goes up and down, she gets good grades, then she gets lazy, and then she decides she doesn't like a teacher, or...
Well, lazy just means she's not following the rules that you set for. I mean...
Well, she took this one class, which was an honors class, actually, and then decided that the work was too hard and too much, and she doesn't understand the teacher, so if she falls behind, then she just gives up. And that's where we're at now. We're a month away from school ending. She's got pretty decent grades in her other three classes, and then an F in this one class. And so since the beginning of the week, this week, she decided, well, she wasn't feeling good, so she didn't go Monday, and then Tuesday, she went in late, and then Wednesday, she didn't go.
Does she have any way of pulling this, the F, up to passing?
I don't really think so. I mean, her teachers have tried to work with her.
Okay, so if she flunks this class, then what's the ramifications? What happens?
Well, she'll probably have to take it over again, or
does she know that?
Have to go to summer school. She knows
is
that.
Is she willing to go to summer school?
I guess, but at this point...
Tell me what the question is, Annie.
The question is, on the whole...
No, you're about to make a statement. I need a question.
How do we handle her?
Well,
she went out again today with her friends, and she should be in school.
So she's truant?
Yes, she's not going. She didn't go to school, and we told her she didn't go to. My husband's been handling her because I'm not even speaking to her right now because we had a huge fight over the weekend.
Okay, so what's the ramifications of her being truant?
I don't know. I mean, we've taken everything out of her room. We've taken her computer away.
What does she want?
I don't do her laundry. I don't give her money.
What does she want for herself?
She doesn't know. Right now she's saying she hates school.
I got it. Annie, what's she good at?
I don't know.
Wait, my dear.
She's good at people. She's good at socializing.
Listen, what you need to say to your kid is, I get it. School is not your cup of tea. I get it. Let's figure out what we're going to do about salvaging the three courses you're doing okay in. Let's talk about whether or not you want to repeat the class or do summer school. And then let's talk about how I, as your mom, can help you get through the next 3 years. Because all you have to do is get through the next 3 years. After that, you can do whatever you want. You can go to college. You can travel through Europe. You can join the military. You can join the circus. We got to get you through the next 3 years. We just got to get you a high school diploma. Let's figure out how I can help you do that. You're doing it the wrong way, Cookie. And understand, this kid is a hero. She's not very good at school. She goes, or she did go, every day. She's now decided it's nice weather and whatever. You complaining about her friends or the class she's not working out in is not going to work. What you need to do is say to her, let's figure out how to salvage this thing. You tell me how I can help you. I guarantee you what she's going to say is, I don't know. But don't get mad at her. Sit with this kid. Focus on what she's good at. I mean, she's a charming person. She'll probably be okay in life. All you have to do is get her through the next 3 years, and then you're home free. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. We're talking about guilty pleasures, about fast food that you love, why you love it, how much it costs, and how often you indulge in it. People have sort of held off about how often they indulge. Have you noticed that? They're not admitting it to me, but that's all right. I'm relatively patient. We'll just assume the worst. All right. What do we got?
We have Francis, who says, pizza, not very often.
Okay. Simple. Yeah, you know, pizza turns out to be one of the sort of less awful junk foods. I mean, it doesn't have a whole lot of nutritional value in it, but and of course it depends on what they put in it and on it.
Right.
But it's not as awful for you as some of the stuff that we eat. It's just very high in carbs is the problem.
For sure.
It depends whether they use real cheese and tomato. You know, there are a lot of people who think tomatoes are not that good for us.
Really?
They're too acid. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've had
pizza to make tomatoes palatable. I told my story about a bunch of years ago. I lived next to one of my across the street neighbors had a huge garden, and so he used to run across the street screaming, "Put the water on to boil!" and would be shucking the corn as he, you know, as he was running across the street. So the corn, by the time it hit the water, was out of the ground like 40 seconds. And one year he had there was the zucchini, which a lot of zucchini bread. But one year he had a bunch of tomatoes. So I thought, oh, I know, I'll make tomato juice. And so people were coming over for dinner, and so I thought, well, I'll make Bloody Marys because everybody will like those. So I, you know, took these luscious, wonderful tomatoes and put them in the blender and put some, you know, mint and some pepper and some salt in it and ice cubes. And I guess it was a gin or vodka, or I don't know. You know me and drinking. And first of all, it smelled awful. I thought, wow, how far away we've gotten from our roots where, you know, we don't even know what real tomatoes smell like. And no one, and then you tasted it, it was awful. It was just terrible. So I just took it and dumped it over pork chops or something, and you can tell it was a long time ago. And it was really delicious. I mean, it made a great sauce. So this is what I do. I read the instructions to find out where I went wrong, you know, after the fact. So I got out the cookbook, and it says, cook. Did you know tomato juice is cooked?
I did not know that.
See, you would have been in the same stupid position that I was in. The tomato juice is actually cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You break down the fibers or something. And apparently there's a fair amount of sugar in tomato juices and stuff because otherwise it's too acid.
Right.
I had an aunt who would not eat tomatoes. She said that that things in nature that you were not supposed to eat were red. And therefore it meant poison, it meant danger. So she wouldn't eat tomatoes.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah. Well, and it turns out, you know, that some of those kind of weird old wives' tales turn out to be true. That we were talking about yogurt today, that everybody's always said that yogurt lowers depression and lowers your blood pressure. It turns out not to be the case, that they actually did some double-blind studies, and the people who ate yogurt and the people who didn't eat yogurt had exactly the same prognosis. You know, it didn't change anything.
Interesting.
Yeah, like we said, you know, every 10 years they're going to change the rules on you. All right, let's hear what other junk people like other than pizza.
Okay. Maxwell says, good Chinese food about once a year. I spend a lot on takeout.
So wait a minute. Good Chinese food, he only eats, he does most of the time, he does takeout? Well, takeout could be good Chinese food.
That's true.
He's differentiating, right, between good Chinese food and takeout. Yeah, sure. There really is a huge difference. And not only a huge difference, but a huge difference in price, it turns out. He's absolutely right. Because it used to be, although Chinese food, as it's gotten more popular, has gotten a little bit more expensive. But I remember where you could sort of eat, especially like in San Francisco and in Boston, both of which, and New York, too, have huge Chinese populations and lots of really inexpensive, like hole-in-the-wall, but good Chinese restaurants, where you can eat yourself into a stupor for like $10 or less.
Yeah.
And have take-home.
Yeah.
But it's not... Some of it depends what they add to it. And things like General Tso's chicken, it's got like 40 gazillion calories because it's got so much oil in it. Yeah. You have to, I mean, there is, every ethnicity has the good stuff and the not so good stuff. I'm sure that even on the Mediterranean diet, you can find stuff that is just terrible for you. That's even though true. Most of us think of that as relatively healthy kind of way of eating. All right, keep going. We love hearing other people's bad habits.
That's true. All right, so Aurora says, I love McDonald's chocolate chip cookies. I eat them about twice a week.
Wow. I've only had one, because the only thing I really routinely eat, and I've stopped doing it. I'm trying to remember one I started doing. I think it was not this last winter, because this last winter was just too cold to do anything. But, I think it was iced coffee. I think it was last summer. It was a year ago summer. That I was really trying to keep my weight down, and I would be going to a movie and then the theater and kind of wanting to get a snack, and I discovered that McDonald's coffee is relatively good. They used to use Seattle's Best, I think, originally. I don't think they do anymore. I think they have their own brand now. But they make it so frequently, and it's a dollar for any size. And so I would go in and get decaf iced coffee, and that would be my little snack because it was basically no calories. And it was satisfying. And every once in a while, and they say that they have decaf, quite often they don't, which means they have to make it, which means it takes a while. And so at one point, they were so apologetic that they gave me a cookie to say, you know, thanks for not being a stinker about it. And so I thought they were pretty good. Although Subway has good chocolate chip cookies, and American Airlines does too. So we like chocolate chip cookies. All right, keep going. Twice a week. Okay. Good on you. You must be young.
Okay, Stephanie says, I'm going to say fries because that's all the only thing I can eat since I went vegan.
Well, do they fry the fries in vegetable oil or animal oil, or should I ask?
That's what I was wondering, you know.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't ask.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm sorry I asked. Keep going.
Okay, Connie says, I like the little bottles of Starbucks drinks. It's usually $2 or $3 a few times a week. I have problems with my throat, and it soothes it.
Huh.
Those little frappuccinos or iced little Lelios.
Yeah. And those are pretty delicious. They have a lot of sugar in them, which is, of course, things that taste good often taste good for a reason, unfortunately.
Right.
And the reason isn't necessarily all that palatable. Get it? That was a little joke. All right. Sorry.
Okay. Steve says, once and a while, a Big Mac, French fries, or onion rings. When has McDonald's done onion rings?
I don't think McDonald's ever did onion
Maybe
rings.
Maybe it's a different
place. Burger King did onion rings at one point, didn't they? I don't know if they still do any or not anymore. What's the steakhouse one? Outback does the onion flour?
Blooming onion, yeah.
Good. Yeah, those. Yeah, but they taste great the first direction, the second, third, not so much.
Yeah. All right, so Kiana says spicy buffalo wings. There you go.
All righty, which is, of course, all sorts of terrible stuff for you.
Right.
Because you get the cheese, you get the dip. Spices, not little unclear, and then fried. And the skin of chickens, which has got all the DDT in it. Way to go, girl. You win as the best worst food so far. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.